USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is defending President Biden's move on student loan debt. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling reporters the cancellation was a Biden campaign promise. She argued it'll give millions of borrowers some relief from the crushing burden of student loan debt. Critics argue the move is unfair to those who have paid off their student loans. The number of type 2 diabetes diagnosis in young people is up 77% compared to before the pandemic. New research from Johns Hopkins Children's Center says it's unclear whether the cause is COVID infection or environmental changes and stressors. Rate of diagnosis doubled in Hispanic youth as well as black youth. However, the rate of diabetes diagnosis in white children went down. The House and Senate are not in session on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week is down. Numbers out from the Labor Department on Thursday show 243,000 claims for the week ending August 20th, a decline of 2,000 from the previous week. The biggest declines in claims were in New Jersey, California, and Indiana. Massachusetts and Connecticut had the biggest increases. Folks in central and southern Mississippi are continuing to deal with heavy flooding. Cars, homes, and entire neighborhoods are underwater. There have been more than 100 water rescues, among them daycare centers, along with dozens of nursing home residents. Wednesday was the state's third straight day of rain. More than 5 million people remain under flood watches Thursday, as some areas in the state are getting up to 12 inches of rain in a single day. The National Weather Service saying they do not expect the storm to pass until Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
As illegal immigrants continue to enter the United States, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is sending more busloads to New York City and Washington, D.C. Maverick County, Texas Deputy Constable Frank Bowles tells Fox and Friends that about 3,000 illegal immigrants arrive every single day.
The numbers they're seeing in New York is nothing to what we're seeing here.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams vowed to help any illegal immigrant who arrives in New York while accusing Abbott of using humans as props to send a political message. As a drought continues on the West Coast, more bones are showing up at Lake Mead.
The Clark County Coroner has identified human remains discovered at Lake Mead in Nevada during the spring. Thomas Ernst of Las Vegas drowned on August 2, 2002. The identification was based on investigative information, DNA analysis, and reports from the original incident. Kayakers discovered the skeletal remains in Colville Bay, that's on the north side of the lake. Police and park officials determined the death was not suspicious. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Oklahoma carried out the execution of death row inmate James Coddington. The State Department of Corrections saying Coddington was executed by lethal injection Thursday morning at the state penitentiary in McAllister. He was sentenced to die for the 1997 beating death of 73-year-old Albert Hale. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.